Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today is June 29, 2015, and we are live from the Toys R Us store in the book section today. I'm here once again today to get some photos that we forgot to load onto our Flickr page the last time that we blogged the store. And that I'm here to do some pictures. And while I was here, I thought I would check out the book section because we have a book pending publication at the bottom of this year called Trendsetters at Recovery High. But today, because I'm here, the topic of our show is A Theory of Jewels 3. And what we're talking about is a July publication for 2015 from the creators of A Theory of Parenting. And it's going to be a blurb book at blurb.com publication. It'll be our third book of publication. And what, as far as jewelry, and what we wanted to do was to look at some of the other things that are on the market that are you know, also in a similar classification and also some family-oriented for parents and teens or parents and children. So what we wanted to do, like I said, we was trying to get some photos. So I went to the library because I wanted to learn more about using my camera phone as a camera for taking these blog and blurb pictures. So I found a National Geographic book, and the book is entitled The Camera Phone Book, How to Shoot Like a Pro, Print, Store, Display, Send Image, and Make a Short Film. And the book is by Robert Clark, who is a photographer, and also by Amy Baldridge. And so we think that this was an excellent book for us because there are a lot of teens who use their cameras to take pictures who can be very productive with a blog or, you know, doing family pictures or doing professional pictures, learning how to take professional pictures. There are some pointers here in the book. And also to help parents who are, you know, doing co-projects with their children, this would help them as well as to do input. So Markel has been taking pictures around the house when we have family functions, when we do different jewelry packages, and when we, you know, store our timelines and also when we store our blogs. You know, and the different capsules that we use for storage as far as our family capsules, time capsules they're called. So he's helped me a lot with that. So we thought that we would, you know, pay more attention to that. And we would look for information at the library, New York Public Library. And we found this particular book again. The name of the book is The Camera Phone Book, How to Shoot Like a Pro. And it's a National Geographic approved book. Now, the niche for our show today will be showing jewelry shots around the Manhattan area. So Markel and I, we both have jewelry items, and I'm going to take the jewelry items on a trip with me in New York City, in Manhattan, on the island of Manhattan, and we're going to find, like, different scenes, and we're going to try to incorporate our jewelry into the scenes and create a new shot for our book. So I started that today, and that was such a fun treat for me, and so that I came into the store to get these other shots so that I can load them at our Flickr page so you can also find out what we're doing from there. And so what the book, the new book, which is called A Theory of Jewels 3, that will be by Markel Green and myself, that's going to include some of his graduation jewelry, the graduation jewelry that we wore to the graduation, some of Kel's jewelry items, some of my jewelry items, and the niche for it would be the shots that we get from New York landmarks, buildings, statues, different locations around the area. So www.ohmynews.com says, also with the camera book, phone book, How to Shoot Like a Pro from National Geographic had this information, and it says, the book covers news and current events and accepts photos with articles submitted online. So in my study, I found out about a website, which is ohmynews.com, and the website is a place where camera phone people can go with their shots and ask them to accept current events. So if you cover a current event, you're like a reporter, you can take some camera shots, you can write an article, and you can send it to a publisher, and the publisher will possibly submit your story for publication in their particular website or on their particular magazine. So they have it in English, Korean, and Japanese. So you can read it however you read. So if you understand Japanese or Korean or English, they have it so you can read it there, articles written in those three languages. So that was something new while I was learning about camera phones, where I was learning that my son was also, you know, giving me this input, and he's helping me so tremendously, loading taking the pictures and then loading them to the website. And so I wanted to, like, do more with that because I like his input in everything we're doing. So while I was reading, we came across some key terms. So one of the key terms was citizen journalism. So that's what it's all about. Oh, my news that, you know, from any city all over the country, and then they have international news. So wherever the news is, it's about citizens who are interested in journalism and can submit pictures and articles via their camera phone and via the website to stay actively productive in the cyber journalism type world. So there's also another site called www.cyberjournalist.net. So we found a lot of information as we were covering this new project, which is A Theory of Jewels 3 from the creators of A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Sam Journey. I'm your host for the show. You're here with us on A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. And we're discussing our children and camera phones. We're discussing publications. Self-published publications. We're also talking about our new publication that is due out sometime this year. After we talk to the publishers, we'll know more about Trendsetters at Recovery High. We're also talking about a book from National Geographic by Baldrige and Clark. And we're also talking about our new book, and what we're our niche for that is showing jewelry shots, our personal jewelry items in the Manhattan area, and we want to use landmarks and take the jury out on photo shoots and have them pictured and captured in a landmark in New York. So we did some stuff today, and I was very proud and pleased of it. I've been to Central Park. I went to New York Public Library. So I have two shots, and we're going to do a layout where we use about three pictures or four per shot plus the caption this time. So it won't just be like a picturesque book. It'll be more of with a little caption. So we also so we learned that, and then so it's web publishing as well because we have those citizen journalism. The camera phone photos accepted from local news, international news. Sometimes they have it on television, what you say, and it's a source of information. So citizens can really get involved sometimes for pay and sometimes not for pay. So we wanted to let you know that, you know, as we grow here on A Theory of Parenting and as the children help us to build new ideas and as we bring real-world products to the community, we are continuing our research and continuing to study. And by looking at these books, we find out about real-world communities and organizations who sometimes take interest in local news and projects like ours, and sometimes they, you know, offer us opportunities with their organization or network. So since I found the book, and it was all about tips for taking photos from the book, the camera phone book by Baldrick and Clark, that was the author and the illustrator, we found out things that were important to us when we use a camera phone, like reducing visual noise, carrying a charger with you so that, you know, you don't lose your charge and, you know, can't get a beautiful picture because you don't have a charger, checking out all angles, you know, while you're taking your picture. Don't forget to look head on, then to the left and to the right, and maybe try some, like, pictures from behind, like, you know, a particular statue or something like that, so you can kind of, like, get, like, a profile or some type of angle. Look for purchase along the way. Sometimes as a photographer, in a novice or intermediate photographer, a teen photographer or a parent photographer, sometimes you're going to want to stay away from the crowd. Sometimes you're going to want to try to find a balcony. You're going to try to find a perch, a level up higher so that you can get an angle looking down onto a crowd or at a particular event or performer. So that's a new thing that they're telling us about as we learn, taking tips from the book. Keeping an eye on your background objects. So while you're looking at the your subject, make sure that you're watching the surroundings, the background, and some things will become focal, and then you'll learn how to have, like, doing your own backdrop, you know, as you create, you know, the picture itself. So it's all about creation. Okay, and then find the right angle. So sometimes you're going to, you know, have to move to the left again or to the right, or sometimes you can, you know, kind of sit, squat down, stoop down, squat down, or kind of sit down, and then take a picture looking up or down, depending on, you know, your subject. So then also, remember, if you're going to be a photographer and you're going to use this new edge, a cell phone photographer, don't forget to get a cell phone. And when you do, get the specifications you need, just in case you need zoom, just in case you need a wide lens, just in case you need a flash, just in case you need major storage or portable storage. All of these things need to be, thought out about your specifications, because you don't want to have to, like, delete things in order to make room to take new pictures. You want to be able to use that space or use some type of portable storage so that you can keep everything that you capture as scrapbooks or as a history or as, journals or, just to have everything that you always created, so you can have your own pictures as a portfolio even as you become more involved with photography. So that's our show for today. I'm going to check out the book, see, what we're, trending with, and to see, if there's anything, like, hot on the market. And like you said, we did a summer reading program. This is about our new book that's coming out as a part of that summer reading program. Our anniversary is coming up, so we have to prepare for that, which will be in July of 2015. And so our new book will be a part of the whole graduation celebration, and as far as the anniversary celebration. And, July is our month. Everything we do in that month is included in our celebration for our third year here on Ethereum Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. So that's my time for this show. Until next time.